Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back and happy new year. This is the Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial free from my super secret bat cave. And we are back and back in the middle of greatness. It is WrestleMania season, and next Saturday, and I get goosebumps, I get chills every time I say this or I hear this. We are going to be on the road to WrestleMania, and I am geeked for the Royal Rumble coming up next Saturday from Tampa, Florida. It's going to be really awesome. So we are going to go over the Royal Rumble match card. So let me give you guys a bit of a roadmap as to what's going to be happening this week. And then we will go straightway into the show. So, this is the introduction. I talk about either something, that's going on in my life, or something that's going on, in the wrestling world. And then we do the main event where I review Raw, NXT, SmackDown, preview and review premium live events, pay-per-views. I do some thank yous in long form. So I want to split the introduction up into two parts. One is kind of like a, preview, if you will, coming attractions for this show. And then I'm going to talk about some surprise entrants that could be in the Rumble next Saturday night. So let's start off with the state of the show. I am over the moon, absolutely 100% over the moon. The fact that I have reached 33 countries. I'm in 33 countries. That is wild. That is wild to me. The fact that I'm in 33 countries. And I was thinking, well, gosh, but I haven't gotten into, Africa or whatever. And I looked at my analytics earlier today and saw that I actually was in Africa. I was in Nigeria and then I was in South Africa. And so I was like, oh wow, okay, cool. I'm in Africa. I am outside of Antarctica. I am pretty much, I'm in every continent now. So, I mean, my gosh, that is absolutely fantastic. I am hoping to, between now and WrestleMania, to get up to 50 countries that are listening to me. That's my goal. If I don't quite reach that goal, that's completely fine. But I am very grateful for everybody that has listened to this podcast. I am going on my 9th year with podcasting, and it's been an absolute blast. What I intend to do this year is I intend to rework my opening, get some music going, get that all, figured out. I intend to have different transitions, I intend to... Now, I know that there are some people that are freaked out about AI. I'm not one of those people. I think that AI can be used for good. Yes, it can be used for ill gain, you know, and all that. But I believe that AI can be a good, positive force. It's how you use the AI. So I'm going to try, because I think I've seen this, I'm going to try to use, and it still is going to be my voice. It still is going to be my voice, but I'm going to try to use the AI to translate the show into different languages. For now, I'm thinking, you know, English, Spanish, German, Italian, and Japanese. Now, there could be more coming, you know, down the road, but those are the five that I really want to... pardon me. Those are the five that I want to really go and see if we can do those five. So again, this is going to be in English, Spanish, German, Italian, and Japanese. If I can get those five up and going, then at some point I'll add more, and we'll see if we can get this truly to be in your language, because that is critical to me. I want to be heard all around the world. I want people all around the world to know, okay, yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about. And just, you know, have a good time. I'm efforting to get more interviews for this year. So in the coming weeks, I'm going to be putting some feelers out there, out into the wider WWE / independent wrestling environment. See if I can get more interviews for this show. I like to do more watch-alongs. I think it was yesterday that I was seeing that yesterday was the anniversary of the 1992 Royal Rumble. A lot of people, myself included, believe that that Rumble was the greatest Rumble ever because of the amount of talent that you have there assembled. Unfortunately, a lot of those names are no longer with us. A lot of those people are no longer here with us. But for that one moment in time, man, the collection of talent in that ring in 1992 was... wow, it was amazing. So, going to do that. I'm also going to be looking for sponsors and try to monetize the show on Patreon. Now, while I will still have... No commercials per se. I am going to have a segment where I go through and I talk about, you know, whatever you know, sponsorship that I have. So if you are listening to this, if you enjoy this podcast, if you enjoy professional wrestling and you want to get on board, look me up. I am everywhere. I am on Threads. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Just search for Russell Wortham, Wortham, and you'll find me. And yeah, if you're a business or if you have a product, just hit me up, and we'll get going. So I want to do more sponsorships, and I want to get going and really monetize this show. The last thing for now, speaking of sponsorships, now, this isn't really cheating per se, but, you know, I've got one sponsor, I've got one podcast that I want to illuminate for you all to listen to. The sponsor is a company that I am starting up, and that is called Your Legacy. You know, family history, genealogy is important. There are people that have amazing stories that they want to pass down to their children, their grandchildren, heck, even their great-grandchildren. And that's where Your Legacy comes in. For a low, low fee of $20 an hour, I will research names for you. I will scan. I will scan documents. I will scan photos. I will upload all that information to both Ancestry.com and FamilySearch.com. And then on top of that, I will give all of the information, digitized information, back to you on a jump drive. So, folks, if you are interested in knowing more about your past so you can share with your family and to continue your legacy, hit me up at rwortham, rwortham, at hotmail.com, rwortham, at hotmail.com. Put in the subject Your Legacy so I know that you're interested in my services, and we will talk about what you would like me to do. We will build custom packages based off of your needs, your wants, and it's going to be fun. Right, so that is that going. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention was a really, really cool podcast that I have listened to. The first episode was just the other day. Go here to Spotify. And yes, so my brother Philip, he lives up in Butte, Montana, and he has set up a medical podcast called The Simulation Operative. He is working up in Butte, up at Montana Tech. And what he does is he does medical simulations. If you've seen the dummies, the mannequins, and all that, he sets all that up so that doctors, nurses, can train. And it's really, really cool. So you can go on to any podcast service you have, but search for The Simulation Operative. The first episode, I won't give anything away, but that first episode, it is gut-wrenching. It is gut-wrenching. So go check him out, and we will go from there. Right, so with the introduction out of the way, we go to the main event, and in this first main event of 2024, it is, of course, the Royal Rumble coming up next Saturday from Tampa. So geeked about it. So, we've got four matches on the docket. A lot of people think, well, there's four matches. Shouldn't there be more? Well, let me explain why I think this is a perfect list. You have the Royal Rumble match. That takes an hour. You've got the Women's Royal Rumble match. That takes an hour. So, there's 2 hours right there. There's 2 hours right there. And then you've got the Fatal 4-Way for the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship of the World, as Paul Heyman would say. You've got Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton versus AJ Styles versus LA Knight. That's going to take maybe 30 minutes to do. And then Logan Paul, your United States champion, versus Kevin Owens. That will probably take another 30 minutes. That's 3 hours right there, folks. That is 3 hours. It would be nice if the Intercontinental Championship was being defended. It'd be nice if the tag titles were being defended. I've heard forever that WWE intends on splitting the titles off. I don't know if they will, but that's at least the general idea. Love to see K2, Casey Catanzaro, and Caden Carter defend the women's tag team championships. But again, we'll see what happens this week coming up on Raw, NXT, SmackDown. See if there's any more matches being added. But for now, those are the four matches. And again, that's 3 hours. Rough looking, that's 3 hours. I think that is a good, solid number. So let's start off the top. The Men's Royal Rumble match. Of course, the winner of the match gets a world championship match at WrestleMania 40 coming up in Philadelphia. And very, very interested to see what happens with that. Now, let's go over the people that have declared right now for the Rumble match. On the men's side, you've got Cody Rhodes. He came in basically Thanksgiving time, November 27th of last year. CM Punk was not too far off from that. December 11th, he declared on Raw. Shinsuke Nakamura declared on January 4th, so basically 2 weeks ago, he declared on the 2024 WWE preview special at Bobby Lashley, who declared the next night on SmackDown New Year's Revolution. That is such a cool name for a show. New Year's Revolution, that's a sick name. Love that. I'm going to try to see if I can watch Revolution at some point. I have watched day one. I wasn't... there were some good spots, but I wasn't all that really impressed with day one. I was a little disappointed by it, but, you know, I'm going to watch Revolution. And just, you know, just for my own knowledge, see, you know, what will happen. Drew McIntyre declared on January 8th on Raw. And then, I know it's Gunther, but I'm always going to call him Walter. Walter declared on the 15th, so just 5 days ago. Now, there's a big gap. If you follow along, I mean, that's six names. Any other year, in the last, let's say, 5 years, you already have 15, maybe 20 names. And so you think, okay, well, there's going to be maybe five returning people, maybe three legends, and then two surprise entrants. Kind of like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? The fact that there's only six being declared, that's leaving a big gap. Now, Sportskeeda, I believe it was Sportskeeda, ran a story that they were saying, these are the three names that we believe will be in the Rumble. If I remember correctly, and don't quote me on this, but if I remember correctly, well, you know what? I'm going to call an audible just for a second. And, you know, I don't want to, I don't want to mess this up. So let me see if I can find the, let me see if I can find this. Okay, here we go. So this is Sportskeeda. And so this was from just last Saturday. So the names that they have figured. Are. Let's see. Ah, there we go. Edge, Bad Bunny, Booker T. Those are the three surprise names that they figure is going to be there at the Rumble. Let's go through the likeliness of each one. And then we've got the one that everybody's been talking about for the last, call it 48 hours, with Kazuchika Okada. So got four names to go through. Booker T, I think he's the most likely to be in there. He's already in with, you know, NXT. I think Booker is in tremendous shape. I think he can still go, you know, in the ring. And, you know, gathering, you know, maybe 5, maybe 10 minutes in the Rumble. You know, and I think that would be really, you know, amazing to see that happen. The next most likely is Bad Bunny. Again, because of the proximity to Puerto Rico, maybe he goes up to Tampa. And hey, anytime we get to see the Bunny Destroyer, it's a good day. Love the Bunny Destroyer. It's absolutely amazing. And I love hearing Michael Cole scream, "It's the Bunny Destroyer!" It's fun. It's fun. So Bad Bunny, I think, is the next most likely to show up. The next most likely to show up is the aforementioned Kazuchika Okada, one of the top 5 wrestlers on this planet. It was reported from the good folks over at Cultaholic and other places, but I heard it from the good folks over at Cultaholic this week that Okada was leaving New Japan and that his contract was going to end at the end of the month. So you could take that one of a couple of ways. You could say, oh, darn, Rumble is coming up next Saturday, and so his contract isn't going to be up until Wednesday, that following Wednesday? Okay. But WWE could say, well, we're going to do things by the book. We're going to let his contract run out. We're going to bring him to, you know, the Raw after the Rumble. Or maybe to play it really safe, maybe the SmackDown after the Rumble. And then, you know, we'll go from there. Or WWE could say, you know what? We're going to buy out Okada's contract. Okay, we're going to pay him, you know, the last 4 days of his New Japan contract. And then people will know that he's going to be in WWE, but we're not going to tell you exactly when he's going to show up, you know. So they can kind of move things around and they can make things special. WWE has the global reach. WWE has the ratings. They have the viewers. They certainly have the money. They have more opportunities in terms of what Endeavor can deliver. If Okada wanted to do anything with UFC, or if Okada wanted to do something with Dwayne Johnson or, you know, whatever, I think globally that Okada would have more of a opportunity to be just completely blowing up worldwide. And especially if WWE thinks, you know what, we want to have a pipeline from Japan. we want to do basically an NXT Japan, which they've been talking about forever. Excuse me. Then it would make sense to have Okada, and they could say, you don't have to leave Japan. We will make you the centerpiece for NXT Japan. And then, you know, if you want to come over, you know, for special occasions like WrestleMania or for Rumble or whatever, then yes, you can come over here. So I think that WWE has the opportunity to get Okada. Here's the problem, though, that Okada has a working relationship with AEW. He's worked with them in the past. Various shows. He's been here to this country. And he's got more friends in AEW than he does in WWE. There's a lot of people that say that Kazuchika Okada's best friend is Shinsuke Nakamura. And Shinsuke, hey, Shinsuke's in WWE. I don't know if WWE can legitimately make a play for Okada. For again, they have the money. They have the global reach. They have the resources. They have the they have more opportunities, you know, to be seen in the United States than AEW. My concern with WWE is that, well, two things. One, I think they jumped on this way too late. Now, in fairness, WWE didn't want to be accused of any type of, you know, contract, you know, talent tampering, you know, and all that. Want to make sure that Okada was, you know, clear of his contract before they actively went up to him. But I think that they played their hand a little too late. My other concern is, where are they going to put Kazuchika Okada? You know, forgive me, I can't remember who said this, but, you know, it goes without saying that WWE right now is way top heavy. You've got LA Knight, you've got Randy Orton, you've got Roman Reigns, you've got Cody Rhodes, you've got CM Punk. You know, you've got names. You've got Walter, you've got Seth freaking Rollins, aka Colby. You've got names. And so if you add Okada, is he going to be just lost in the shuffle? I don't know. Now, what can work for AEW, or excuse me, WWE, rather, is that Cody Rhodes is there. He's presumably talked to Okada during his time in Japan, and, you know, during Cody's time in Ring of Honor. So there's that. Again, Shinsuke Nakamura, Asuka could talk to him. Io Shirai. Kairi Sane. I mean, so there is a, you know, AJ Styles, the Good Brothers, Gallows, and Anderson. I mean, there is a group that was in New Japan during that time with Okada. So it's not like WWE doesn't have anybody, but it's very clear that Okada has more friends in AEW. Now, to flip this around, AEW, what do they have going for them? Again, he knows more people in AEW. Two, is that Kenny Omega is out for an indefinite amount of time because of diverticulitis, which is what Brock Lesnar had. And we don't know when Omega is coming back. So if AEW thinks, hey, we want more people, then that's what they do. Now, to me, I think it's a bit of a misnomer. Just a slight misnomer. But I think it's a bit of a misnomer. Because, yes, Okada would be basically top of the heap, but outside of maybe Bryan Danielson, and that match has already taken place, okay? What quote-unquote dream matches can you have in AEW? Sting's going to be retiring, coming up here relatively soon. I think right around WrestleMania time. Adam Cole is injured. I don't know. You know, Kenny Omega is on the shelf. So I don't know what quote unquote dream matches that Okada can do. Now, you could say, oh, what about Edge? We'll talk about Edge here in just a second. But there's that. The ratings are not great. They meaning AEW, only reaches about 800,000 a week. They can barely fill arenas. I was listening to Jim Cornette, and he was saying, in all of last year, AEW, outside of Wembley, they only filled, you know, the arena that they were at to 50% or more capacity twice. I mean, twice. That's it. WWE, it may not always be a jam-packed capacity crowd, but it looks way better on television than it does, you know, AEW. We've all seen the pictures from AEW. So, if Okada wants the ratings, if Okada wants the money, if Okada wants the crowds, he's going to go to WWE. If he wants the familiarity, he's going to go to AEW. The fact that we don't know, I don't know if he'll be there at the Rumble next Saturday. I don't know. But I'm really looking forward to that. Now, very quickly, Edge. And this is very unlikely because Edge just arrived in AEW. And I kind of find it's interesting that WWE has Money in the Bank up in Toronto this year. Now, I don't know if they had already scheduled Money in the Bank for Toronto before Edge left. But if they're trying to get Edge back, I mean, I guess, maybe, I don't know. But there is, that. So maybe they have a bit of a, you know, maybe they have a bit of a, you know, of a trade, much like Ric Flair was traded for the night for Christian, so that Ric Flair could be inducted into the Hall of Fame along with the Four Horsemen. That was a special moment. And so there can be trades. I don't know what WWE can trade AEW. I really don't. The only other person that they could maybe trade is Betty Phoenix. And I don't know. I don't know if she's on a Legends contract. I don't know any of that, but it's very unlikely to have Edge there at the Rumble. I could be wrong. Could be dead wrong. The fact that Edge, Adam Copeland, is doing all these open challenges makes me think, yeah, you had nothing for the guy. You had nothing planned for him. You're booking by the, you know, by the, you know, the cedar pants, you know, and all that. And nobody cares. It's like 700,000 people are watching. You have barely half full arenas. Barely half full. And the ratings, like I said, 700,000 people a week. That's it. WWE gets at least three times that. Gets at least 2 million a week. So I'm not saying that Edge made a bad decision, but I'm thinking, Edge, sure you really want it? I mean, but in fairness, Edge said he didn't want to leave. He still thought of himself as a full-time wrestler. WWE said, no, you're more of a special attraction. Now, I will listen to Edge's Busted Open interview this week, and I'll talk about that more next week so I can get more context. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right. Very quickly, as we're winding down the show, but so we've got the Women's Royal Rumble match. There's only 4 people. You got Bayley, got Nia Jax, got Becky Lynch, you got Bianca Belair. The one person that people are looking at is Jade Cargill. I don't know if Jade's going to show up at the Rumble. She's going to be in the Rumble with Charlotte Flair on the mend, probably for at least 6 months. At least 6 months. We'll see what happens. I don't know who else that they're going to get. Now, there is speculation, and Conrad Thompson likes to say rumor and innuendo, but there is rumor and innuendo that AJ Lee could be showing up at the Rumble. I mean, that would be game-changing. That would be absolutely game-changing. The other person that might have shown up is Mickey James. Of course, she is the wife of SmackDown general manager Nick Aldis, who, by the way, Nick Aldis, man, he has been killing it as general manager. I dig Nick Aldis as an authority figure. I wish he could wrestle, but you know, Nick said, you know, I will cross that when and if I cross that bridge. But he's killing it as a general manager. I really dig that. But Mickey James has subsequently signed with Ohio Valley Wrestling. So don't know if she's going to be in for this, but we'll see what happens with that. The other person that could show up, you know, people will say, oh, Trish, oh, Lita. Okay, fine. But the other person that could maybe show up, and I say maybe because I seem to remember reading somewhere that Molly Holly was going to, you know, that Molly Holly was going to, you know, that Molly Holly was going to, you know, not do the Rumble anymore. But I mean, God bless Nora. God bless Nora. I see Nora and I'm like, God bless you, lady. So Molly Holly, she is in shape. She can go. She's 46. I mean, I'm looking at that. I'm like, oh, come on. Come off it now. She's 46. But geez, she can go in the ring. So maybe Molly shows up. That would be epic. That'd be fun. She always does well in the Rumble. So that is that match. And then Roman versus Randy Orton versus AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Fatal 4-Way. Look, I don't like Fatal 4-Ways and Triple Threats only for the fact that it's like people have been telling me my whole life, show your work. You know, we know who gets there to the end, but we want to see the eliminations. We want to see the process, as it were. But it's going to be a fatal 4-way. Because it's a multi-person match, I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you a prediction on who's going to win. It's not really a prediction, it's a spoiler, as Paul Heyman says all the time. But before we do that, just very quickly, and I apologize, I just thought of this. I'm going to, with the information that we have right at the moment, I'm going to give you my prediction for the men's Royal Rumble match, the women's Rumble match. So, your two-time winner of the Royal Rumble match is Cody Rhodes. Come on. It's Cody. I really believe it's Cody. That's the guaranteed match between him and Roman, so he can finish the story. On the women's side, like I said, you got Bayley, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair. I'd love to see the match. They've set it up. I'd love to see the match between Nia and a super, like, honest to goodness, over Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley comes out and that place explodes. That place explodes. You know. And so, yeah, I would love to see that happen. Now, like I said, I think Roman Reigns is going to win the Fatal 4-Way. Finally, finally, you've got Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul for the United States Championship. I'm afraid that they're going to do what they've been doing as of late with Logan Paul, which is, you know, great match, very athletic, very, you know, entertaining, and then, whoop, you know, brass knuckles, or whoop, steel chain, or whoop, whatever, and it's just kind of like, really? So, I think that this is the beginning of something, not necessarily the end of something. And I think Logan Paul will come out as your United States champion. So, folks, that is the Royal Rumble. And before we go, I'm going to do a show every single week. Last year was kind of stop, start, stop, start. But this year, I intend to do a show every single week. So, there's that. Now, I'd like to do some thank yous in long form. I'd like to thank every one of you that listens to me on a weekly basis. It means so much to me. I'd like to thank good folks over at OneStopWrestling.com for having me on their docket of podcasts. You've heard me talk about them before. If you want wrestling information, you know, from fans, for fans, then go to OneStopWrestling.com. All one word, OneStopWrestling.com. There you will find blogs. You will find YouTube channels. You'll find various podcasts, including my main women, the ladies of Queen's Takeover podcast. Those ladies are killing it. Love the vibe, love the energy coming from those ladies at Queen's Takeover podcast. If you want everything from New Japan to WWE, TNA, AEW, the independents, go to OneStopWrestling.com. You will not be disappointed. And also, very special shout out to my main man, the man that I call the Godfather, Mr. Craig Smith. Very grateful, sir, for the opportunity to be here on OneStopWrestling.com. Right, so that is the show for this week. I'm very excited for what happens in 2024. So, I will be back next Saturday, and we will be reviewing the week of the Royal Rumble, so Raw, NXT, SmackDown, and then, yeah, we will see who will be on the road to WrestleMania next Saturday night from Tampa. So, until I see you guys then, this is Russell Wortham, and just like the Beatles saying all those many, many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys next Saturday for the Rumble.